şirin yanvara.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said in a video address on Saturday that Ukraine's armed forces have liberated around 2,000 square kilometers of territory since a counteroffensive against Russia started earlier this month. Earlier Saturday, Russia confirmed it's pulling out its troops from two areas in Ukraine's eastern Kharkiv region. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The news came after days of apparent advances by Ukraine south of Kharkiv. Kharkiv is Ukraine's second largest city. The Russian retreat can be seen as a huge success for Ukraine, the biggest one since they stopped the Russians from taking over the capital, Kyiv, at the start of the war. Russia's defense ministry said the removal of troops was in order to achieve the stated goals of the special military operation to liberate Donbas. The Donbas region is in eastern Ukraine and an area that Russia has declared sovereign. I'm Karen Chamas.
British royal officials say the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II will be held Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey in London. Buckingham Palace also confirmed that the body of the Queen, who died Thursday, aged 96, will then be taken to St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle for a committal service. The late Queen ruled for 70 years before she passed away on Thursday. Also Saturday, King Charles III, that's the former Prince Charles, now the King of England, pledged to follow the example of his late mother as he was officially proclaimed as Britain's new monarch at a historic ceremony in St. James's Palace. I said England, it should have been Britain. His son and heir William, wife Camilla, and Britain's new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, were among those present. You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the United States, the Justice Department and Donald Trump's legal team have proposed candidates to serve as an independent arbiter to review documents the FBI seized in its search of the former president's Florida home. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
The Justice Department has proposed two retired judges. Barbara Jones served on the federal bench and has performed the role of special master before. Thomas Griffith is a former federal appeals court judge. Trump's team also proposed a retired judge, Raymond Deary, also a former federal prosecutor, and Florida lawyer Paul Huck Jr. The two sides differ on the scope of duties. Trump lawyers want the special master to review all seized documents, including those with classification markings, and filter out any that may be protected by claims of executive privilege. The Justice Department says the arbiter should not be permitted to inspect classified records or to take into account potential claims of executive privilege. Ben Thomas, Washington.
France, Britain, and Germany on Saturday vented their frustration at Iran's demand in talks to revive its 2015 nuclear deal. That demand is that the UN nuclear watchdog close a probe into uranium particles found at three sites. The three countries added that the demands were jeopardizing the talks. 17 Chinese aircraft crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait, which normally serves as an unofficial barrier between the two sides on Saturday. According to Taiwan's defense ministry, Beijing continues its military activities near the island. Rwanda may provide logistical support to help Benin tackle a worsening Islamist insurgency that's threatening parts of the West African region. According to a Benin government spokesperson on Saturday, talks with Rwanda are ongoing about possible help, which would not involve the deployment of any Rwandan troops to Benin, according to the spokesperson. Benin, alongside the Gulf of Guinea states, Togo and Ivory Coast, has seen increasing attacks from militants linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State violence as violence creeps south. And German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock arrived in Kyiv on Saturday for a surprise visit. It's her second trip to Ukraine and comes a week after the Ukrainian Prime Minister's trip to Berlin, where he had repeated Kyiv's call for weapons. Baerbock said in a statement, "I have traveled to Kyiv today to show that they can continue to rely on us, that we will continue to stand by Ukraine for as long as necessary with deliveries of weapons and with humanitarian and financial support." And once again, our top story this hour, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said in a video address Saturday that Ukraine's armed forces have liberated around 2,000 square kilometers of territory in Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.